are embarked for the time of the marriage, we are on pipelines before the end of the cases. Before we see this cases, let us just see for 1 minute a Gemara and Daf Membov and a Dalet and a Medbeis, and then we'll understand what the Tosfos is speaking about. The Gemara and Daf Membov and a Dalet bring down the machlekes, Rav Shmuel, Amoche Shel Chaveiro, Benitzo Nachum, Rabam Hareza Mekachtoi, because since white people buy Lerige, buy Lecharisha, the Menele, so that is a biro, that the money was given for a Shel Lecharisha, and since he gave him a Nachum, it's a Mekachtoi. So the Biro of Roy is capable of being mighty mammon from the music. Shmuel Ama Yachal Sheyem Eloi Lishchita Machartigla. The Meicha can say you didn't specify what reason you wanted to purchase it for. Roy is not enough of a Biro to be mighty from the music. So Memele, sometimes I sold it to you for shchita, not a mekachtoi. You didn't specify. You don't want it for shchita. So my mailer, I'm keeping the money and you keep the shell. So now let us, like I see, Menvolim and Beit. Vihileke leishtalumi minei lishkalei leture bezuzi. The Gemara asks a kasha that Aftulu, according to Rav, that says that we say that Roiv is Mevara, that it was a Mekach with Seirach Charisha, and the din is he has to give him back the money. He has to give him back, according to Rav, the Meich has to give back the money. So the Gemara says, Ve'ileke lishtalumi minei, if the Meich does not have money, lishkelei letura bezuzi. So, according to Rav, you're right, it's a Mekach toys, I owe you money, but I don't have any cash. So, I'll give you Shavakasev. Shavakasev, this shale, this nakhon, this is worth the amount of, the Gemara says that, the Gemara before he has to domim meidim, so the Gemara says it's speaking about, that oike bisra, the shale is worth this, the same amount, a shale lebosa, a shale lecharisha, is worth the same amount of money. So, like the Gemara, according to Rav, Aftulu will say that if he doesn't have any cash, let him go and give him the share as a tashlumin. I owe you money. So let's jump to the third line. No, he has money. So Mamela, if he has money, so he can't tie there. I'll pay you up with the share. Pay with money. You owe me money. So that is the case. Here we have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says it's a mekach tois. You have to pay money. And Shmuel says, I don't have any proof it's a mekach tois. He's a muzik. So he can keep the money. The mekach is chal. Now let us see the top places. Ochi galsime. I the leke lishtalumi minei lishko tura bezuzi. If he doesn't have any money to pay, so let him pay him up with his share. So the Gemara says, that's one girsa. The is the garsi, there's a second girse. I the lesser lahani zuzi. The Gemara did not ask, I the leke lashpulu minine. The Gemara says, if the money that the Lekeach gave the Mecha for the share, if this money is not around, Mashme, she im ein oisan mois be'en, she nosan lakech la moicha, afila is leizuzi achine, lo yoiv leizuzi. So there's a new girse, there's a moedike girse in this Gemara, that the Gemara says, the moicha, even though it's a mekach tois, according to Rav, so if the money of the Lekeach is still bad, he just gave him the crisp dollars he gave him is still in his rishus. So then according to how we say, so this money, it's a Mekach, so he's giving back his money. But if that money was spent already, so Memele, so now he can go and pay him back with Shabbat Kesser. Even though he has a wallet full of money, he can pay him back with Shabbat Kesser. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara answers, according to this Gilsa, that money is bad. So the whole Machlokes, Rav Shmuel is, when that money is bad, so if it's a Mekach Tois, according to Rav, you have to give back that money. And according to Shmuel, it's not a Mekach Tois, I can keep the money and you keep the share. Now let us go back to our places. Now, this is the second line from when the lines start getting wide on the bottom of the Yom. Umayri, it is speaking about this machloikis, or our Gemara that says, Ein hoilchen b'momen achar haroi. The Gemara says, Roi will not help to be moitzi from a muzik, that's the case in our Gemara. And we hear here two cases. One case might be moitzi from the lekeach, the money, and the other case might be moitzi from the moicha, the chavis. Or, the second case is speaking about that the moicha has, Repaisu says the moicha has the money also. And the lekech is tiny, it's a mekech toich, you told me chavis, so I gave you money for chavis. So the Gemara says, the way Moshe says, ein hilchen b'momein achar aloi. But roi does not help. Weiss the chois, if roi would help, then he'd have to give back the money. And you have to give back. Let's speak about the second case of Tosfos. The second case of Tosfos, the Lekeach gave him money for a chavis, and now the Moicha says that I meant to sell you a cap. I call a cap a chavis, and the Mele. So since ain holchen b'mamei nacha haroi, so I keep your money. You take the cap. Na guten tag. That is what it tells in the Gemara. But it would seem if we hold Hilchen b'momei nacha haroi, so Yanni can say, if you meant a cat, fine, but give me back my money. Then give me back my money. I said chavis, I want a chavis. So it's speaking about the Islay Zuzi. It's speaking about that the Moicha has money, so if you hold Hilchen b'momei nacha haroi, so the Moicha would be mechuyev to give to Lekeach the money that he gave for a chavis. Leshayach loima, the Moicha cannot say, shkol kavo bezuzach. I can't say, tak, I owe you money. Take the cat for your money, because it's speaking about he has money. So if the Moicha has money, so then he would have to give him the money. It would be holchen b'momei nacha aloi. That's why it says, Amishnah ain't holchen b'momei nacha aloi. So we appreciate the halacha of holchen that he doesn't have to give the money. It would be holchen, he'd have to give the money. ולספורים דגרסי בהפורי ובהמייכה פרס אידולוסני להנוח לזה. But according to the second gears, which we just learned now, so the din is you only have to give back money if the money that the lekeach gave is still ba'en. So then the meicher, if it would be a mekach tois, the meicher is mechuyev to give back his money. If the money is not ba'en, he can zicher tell him shpeil kavo bezuzah. So now, we have here two cases. One case that one calls a kad a chavis, and one case one calls a chavis a kad. So in the second case, so now let's talk about if we will say that the only reason that is mechuyev to give back the money if you go basarayv is if the money is ben. So let's talk about the second case and we'll talk about the first case. So in the second case, so we'll say it's speaking about the money is ben. The lekeach came over to the meicher, sell me a chavis, gave him money for a chavis. The meicher comes, he has a katz. He said, I said a chavis. So he said, well, when I said chavis, I meant katz. Zuktim de lekeach. Fine, but I meant chavetz. So if you hold a mitz, if you hold hechem a moment after halay, so the lekeach would be al kaponim entitled to get back his money. It's talking about the money is there, he's entitled to get back his money. Shteito as ein hechem a moment after halay, you can't get back your money. That's the second case of Tosfos. Now let's go to the first case of Tosfos. The first case of Tosfos was as follows, that a person made a kinyan on a kad, a person made a kinyan chalipin on a kad, and the agreement was, I'm going to the kad, I owe you $5. So Memela, and then when he comes to mend the $5, he says, I wanted to purchase a chavos. So Memela, if the din would be chulchin b'momin acha haroiv, if the din would be chulchin b'momin acha haroiv, so we'd force the lekeach. What do you mean? You said you're buying a cat. So Memela, you said you're giving $5 for a cat. So Memela, you have to give $5. You're telling me you meant chavis. I'm sorry. The roiv says kav is a kav, so you're mechuyev to give the $5. But since ein hoichem b'momen acharoi, you're not mechuyev to give the $5. So now, here, there's no oisei moment. We are speaking about that the lekeach owes money to the meicher. There's no oisei momen. And the Gemara says he doesn't have to pay because ein hoichem b'momen acharoi. But if it would be hoichem b'momen acharoi, he would have to pay. So let him tell him, listen, I have to pay you, you're right. Shkeil kado b'zuzach. According to the second Gilsa, I could always be misalik you b'shava kesef if oisei momen is not around. Now here there's no oisei momen. The oisei momen, there's no oisei momen. So what is pshat the Gemara according to the second Gilsa? That place was kasha. Ulesforim de garsi ba'apore ba'meicha peres idolosnu lahanoch zuzi. Then you could say shkeil kado bezuzos. Tzorech l'ukmi, so we have to make an akimta, sheyesh l'loikeach mois hamecha. The money that he was mechayiv himself to pay for the mecha, so it is in the reshus of the loikeach, v'hiknu loy agav karke. He was maknim agav karke. So that means like this. The case is that the whole kinyan, inside the kinyan of the cat, inside the kinyan of the money, was done by remote control. That means as follows. The lekeach went over to the meicha, and the lekeach went over to the meicha, and he says, be maknami a cab for with this kinyan suda. And I'm going to pay you $5. Fine. So they gave him a suda, he was kind of the cab. Zot the meicha to the lekeach, listen, you were kind of the cab, I want to be kind of your money. I don't want to, none for you. I want to be kind of the money. Fine. We can't make a kinyan suda on money because my bay ain't a nikna b'chalikma. I make a kinyan agav on the money. So I have here a flower pot, and not this not you make a chazok in this flower pot, and with this flower pot you'll be koine my $5. So now these the meicha and lekeach through remote control and through these two kinyanim created as follows: the cat of the meicha belongs to the lekeach. The $5 of the lekeach belongs to the meicha. That they made, there were two kinyan. It was a kinyan, that's the first case of Tosfos, that there was a kinyan suda on the cat. There was a kinyan agav on the money. Right, and now, so everyone possesses what they wanted. He possesses a cat, he possesses $5. Now, the meicha comes, so the meicha comes now to lekeach, no, give me the $5. So he says, give me the chavetz. He says, what chavetz? So he says, we spoke out a cat. We spoke out a cat. He said, oh, I meant chavetz. So now, if the halacha would be that hilchin the moment achaholoi, the lekeach would not be able to come with this time and says, I meant chavis. Right people, when they say ka, they mean ka. So therefore, these $5, which are in your house, belongs to the moicha, so you have to go and give them these $5. If you go across the light. Since ein hochen b'mom ein acha haloi, so therefore, you can keep these $5 and you say it's a mekach toys. But you can't say shkoil kadoch mezuzo, because it's my money and the money is bent. That's the case. The $5 that the meicha was koine from the lekeach with kinyan agav is bent. So memele, if that money is bent, so the meicha is coming to the lekeach. Give me my $5. This is my $5. Don't tell me you give me shove kesef. This is my money. And it's speaking about the Isnu, the Hani Zuzi Ben, the money which I was kind of with Akiv is by you. Give me the my $5. So then, if the Lacha would be Elchem B'momin Acharei, we'd be Mokhiv to give him these $5. Because Isnu Hani Zuzi Ben, but it's talking about, since we hold Ein Elchem B'momin Acharei, so that's why he can find it, it's a Mekach Tois, and I can keep the $5. But I will have to say, Pshat, in the Gemara. That means Tosfos, there's a multitude of problems in this Gemara, which our Gemara doesn't discuss. There's a problem of Tzatzidom in my Diyan. There's a problem of him say Shkel Kado Bezuzach. So I feel like, hold Hilchim Amomenach Aroi, he could still Firoiz what he wants to Firoiz. So Tosfos is taking care of all these problems. Talking about it's not Shaykh Dominidian, it's he bought $200 worth of Kadim, it's not Shaykh Shkil Kadim Bezuzach, because it's speaking about that the money is burned. But the Tosfos took care of all the problems, and now the Gemara saying Achidish and Hilchim B'mom and Achad. Now Tosfos says, maybe I'll tell you on the Kashe, on this Kashe, let him say, Shkoil Kada Bezuzach, I'll talk to you another Ikimte. Ayachakach Kuzlo Akadin Bachovies. That afterwards, that means it became very cheap, the market crashed, so you can't say Shkoil Kada Bezuzach, because now it's not worth the amount that I owe you, so Mamela, a second time. Period. Now Tosfos is going to come back to the first kasha when Tosfos had asked, let us say Domim Medim. So before Tosfos made a kintis, speaking about such a case or such a case, let me just give a shtickle hakdome, that these first two terutzim of Tosfos are a big doichik. Why is it a big doichik? Because since Domim Medim is a factor in the Shaila, so why didn't the Gemara discuss this? The Gemara and Daf Membo, the Gemara does discuss this factor. Let's say Domim Medim. What makes an Akimta? Speaking about Oike Bisra. The Gemara speaks about it. And Tosfos had a problem. The problem did not first exist on Daf Membo, it exists on Daf Chamzayin Amadalev. Before we got to Daf Membo. And here, the Gemara is oblivious to this Shaila. Let us say Domim Medim. So because of this problem, Tosfos is going to say, Gon Antrasam Tepshat. Imami Hochi Perushi. Anupshat the Gemara. Ma'u de Taime Zil Bosarube. Now what the Gemara says, you don't call Bosaroi. The Gemara is going into Domim Medim. I have Domim Medim like the Muchzik, and I have Roiv connected to Domim Medim. So I would think you say Zil Bosaluba Acha Pisha Domim Misayim LeMuchzik. Kemash Melon Ein Hulchin BeMomain Acha HaRoiv Sheyesh Domim Medim Misayim LeMuchzik. That is Pshat in the Gemara. So the whole Gemara that said Ein Hulchin BeMomain Achayim is working with the din of Domim Medim. With the din of Domim Medim. That's why the Gemara Bechlal did not go into the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. The Gemara says Roi won't help him because there's Domim Medim. And the Gemara understood it because Al Pi Pashtus there is Domim Medim between Achovis and Akal. So Tosfos says, that means Tosfos said, you saw Domim Medim, if there's a Roiv, and Keneged Achazoke, Domim Medim could be Machia the Sofik, either way, either like the Roiv, or like the Chazoke, whichever the Domim Medim is like. So Tosfos says, if the Yesod of the Gemara is Ein Hulchin B'Momin Acharoi Keneged Domim Medim, so who had it have a motzah may me ipche? Ma the time is zil bosa chazok, we should go bosa mulzik. Kamash mon de nirchem bosa chazok, ala charoi, madom im esayim loroi. So mel, the yesod of the Gemara is, that what the Gemara says, the Gemara is going with Domim Medim, the Gemara understood there always is Domim Medim, and that what the Gemara says, and Hilchem B'momen Ach HaRoiv, is if the Domim Medim is Fakelt in the Roiv. So you have Domim with a Muzik, so then and Hilchem B'momen Ach HaRoiv. The Taisvis, who Adin, if the Domim would be like, who Adin, if the Domim would be like the Roiv, then you wouldn't go with a Muzik. That means the Gemara is saying in other words, which is very sosum, the Gemara is saying, Reiv doesn't help if there's Domim Medim. That's pshat. So we're not going into the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel. We're going with Domim Medim, which helps Keneged Reiv, which helps Keneged Chazokeh, whichever it is being Messiah to. And that's pshat in our Gemara. So that what our Gemara is in other words saying, Domim Medim can be Menaged Roiv or Chazokeh. That what the Gemara only mentioned Roiv because the Mishnah is telling us in Hilchem Acha Roiv, because the Mishnah is telling us that it could be from the Miut that you call Akav a Chavis and a Chavis Akav. So the Mishnah is making us aware of a Miut of the Koyr and Kav Chavis. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that I'm chayish for this miut if Domim Medim is with the miut, and who had then that if Domim Medim will be with the rain, so I'll be mighty from the music. But the Mishnah is speaking about the case that the Domidim is with the meal. But the Mizil Basar Zok, the Mashman Yer Basar Zok, Lacharay, Imadam Misayim Loray. Ela Mishim de Masti, Samuch, the Balish Mina, the Ezrina Basar Rube, the Kat Machal, the Schodanino. The Gemara is telling us we assume like the meal. Well, if he's there, so the way we're saying now, Pshat and our Gemara, so Taisvis was Mavli, Pshat and the Gemara, you don't go Bosaroi when there's Dom in my Diem, so Agama's going to Quinterav. Look for Kel. Agama's going to Quinterav. It holds normally Hilchim Bamomenach, Aroi. But when there's Dom in my Diem, and Hilchim Bamomenach, Aroi. These are Sishapet, where I live in the Ramali, but they shmuel. You got Shmin, Loisli, and Bosaruga, Aroi, and all those guys. The Loisli, and Bosaruga, Hechesh, and Dom in Messiah, and Lamuzik. So by Stachois, Tatakat, our whole sugi is going according to Rav, and our Gemara is saying that you don't go past the Roiv when there's Domim Medim connected the Roiv. Kamash Melon. In Hilchin B'Momen Acha Haroit. Now this Taisvis Mustame is going Kipshutai in Hilchin B'Momen Acha Haroit. That Roiv is not, this Taisvis is not going with Domim Medim. This is going Kipshutai, let's say, like Shmuel or Taimah. Matam Ein Hilchin. Why is there such a din Ein Hilchin? Leisei bekalvochoyma midini nefoshes, kinemrine per kamedes anhedren. Rabiashi maiselo bekalvochoyma midini nefoshes, ma dine nefoshes, tachmire omrachmone zilbo sarube, dine momenes leikoshke. Period. Now, let us just appreciate what Taisvis Kasha is. Taisvis is asking an abstract Kasha. I know in Dinei Nefoshes we go Basareiv. I know in Dinei Nefoshes we go Basareiv. We'll see two cases. You go Basareiv in Dinei Nefoshes. So Taisus is asking. So in Dinei Momenes, you should also go Basareiv. Why is in Hüchen B'Momen Achareiv? So Taisus says, how can you compare? Maybe Dinei Momenes is different. How can you compare Dinei Momenes to Dinei Nefoshes? Maybe we'd have to Dinei Nefoshes. So Taisus says, no, I got a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Yashi said the pasuk of Achirav Lahatis is speaking about Dinei Nefoshes. So the Gemara means, if you have a Bezin Chvei Shalchav Gimel, and you have Roiv of the Bezin is holds one way, is Achirav Lahatis, fine. So we go Basarai. Frech the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yashi, and the Dinei Momenes, and the Bezin Shal Gimel, how do you know by Dinei Momenes Achirav Lahatis? He said, the pasuk is being a Dinei Nefoshes. So he says, Kal Vachayma, Echmein. If Dinei Nefoshes, the Chamiri, you go Basaroi, I've had to give it to Dinei Momenes. So Al Kaponim, Taisvis is using Rabbi Yashi's memre to prove a point that whatever is Bedinei Nefoshes, Roiv is enough of a biru, so in Dinei Momenes, Roiv is ich a biru. I know Rabbi Yashi Yadano. I know Rabbi Yashi. So Mele, that is Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis is asking, so why shouldn't Roiv help by Dinei Momenes if it helps by Dinei Nefoshes? Shazichet help by Dinei Momenes. I have a Gemara that Dinei Nefoshes is more chomo than Dinei Momenes. That's the first Kasha. Then Taisvis says, so if I have my Kalvochayma, so all roivs that help by Dinei Momenes, Dinei Nefoshes, should help by Dinei Momenes. So Taisa says, Vafilo Rube, the lesser, come on, as Linim Dinei Nefoshes, Bosa Rube, Gedama Bereish Ben Seira Moira, so we should go by Momen, Vafilo by Rube, the lesser, come on. Now, what's a Rube, the lesser, come on? A case of a Rube, the lesser, come on, is as follows. A Rube, the lesser, come on, I had perhaps mentioned a few times Amotzer vom Rav Epstein soll gesund sein, wo du jetzt mit in der Rube der Isse kam an und der Rube der Lesse kam an. He said, there is 100 people in the city, and I make a census, for 99 people, do you like apples or don't you like apples? Right? 90 people like apples, 9 people do not like apples. Fine. Now, these 99 people are in a house. One of these people walks out of the house. Should I offer him an apple or not? So, that's called a rubidisa come up. That means, in these 99 people that in the house, there are 90 who likes apples. Well, there is 9 who do not like apples. So, memele, so if it's from the first of the 90, he likes apples. If it's the second, so there's 90 tzedodim that this person likes apples. There's 9 tzedodim he doesn't like apples. So, memele, so I could assume if I offer him an apple, he'll appreciate it. That's called Arube de Issa Kama. Now, there's one more person who was not in this house. He lives in a different house. So, Al Clara Shaila, could I walk over to him and offer him an apple? Now, this person was not in the right. That means, I know there's 90 who like apples, 9 who don't like apples. I don't know what he is in Gansan. So he's not from the Roiv. But there's a new Svara. There's a Svara. But if I see that there's a Tivius, that people, most people like apples, Mistome, he's like most people. So this is an assumption. Not as I'm saying, this is Mistome, there's Roiv Tzedodim, that, because if it's the first one came out, he likes apples. The second one came out, likes apples. That's called the Rubidisa Kamon. A Rubidalesa Kamon is a Svara de Kehoid. If I see there is such an idea to like apples, Mustami is such a man also. So it's a Svara to say, a Rubidalesa Kamon, I'm building without any Mekoyo. A Rubidalesa Kamon is an assumption. An assumption that means I, on this person, I have no statistical Yedias, if he likes apples or not. On the 99 people have statistics, but other statistics, whatsoever. But I can assume that Mustami is like great people who enjoy apples. Fine, that's a little bit of lesser. Come on. Now, let us go to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what Tosis is speaking about. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. Let's talk about a case that the Gemara says that someone married a Ktano Baskim Moshonim. Fine. Married a Ktano Baskim Moshonim. The father married her. Oh, Mazel Tov, she's married. Fine. That's incident number one. Incident number two, Beryl comes and is Mizane with this Ktano. So it says, we give him Misa. He's Mizane with an Eish Asish. We'll give him Misa. Frekte Gemore, maybe this Ktan is an islandess. And if this Ktan is an islandess, so the Reuven married her was Kezich Kedushay Tois. If he would have known she's an house, he never would have married her. So how can you kill this Beryl who's Mazana with her? You have to wait 20 years, another 17 years. Let's see, she's an house. No, but he's killing him right away. Wait, we'll see, we'll be Mavara. So the Gemara says, Hilch Medin Nefoshes Achalei. Well, Choyv Noshim, this is a little bit the lesser, come on. And this girl, Bazunda, I don't know, could be, I don't have any statistical evidence on her. If she is an house, she's not an house. But I see Choyv Noshim are not islandess. Mistome, she's also not an islandess. So we can assume she's not an islandess. We'll kill her. We'll kill her. So a little bit the lesser, come on. We also go. So Taismus is asking Akasha. So we're up to the kashas as follows. Here I have a gemara in Hilchim b'momim acha haroyf, and Taisus is asking a kasha, if by dinei nefoshes the chamiri I go b'saroyf, by dinei momim is the kill I sicha should go b'saroyf. That is Taisus kasha. Period.
Now, we're going to learn the teretz of the Tosfos Shaloka Seder to appreciate what Tosfos is answering. So let us go three lines from the bottom of this Tosfos. Avol gabe shar momen deike miut vechazoke lo yizlinem basarup. This is the teretz to the kasha which we just spoke about. So Tosfos said, momen is worse than nefoshes, because by nefoshes you have a roif. You have a roif. Roif, noshim are not islanders. I assume she's not an islander. Here we have a miyut. So if you have a roif and a miyut, we go bas a roif. We're not chayish le miyut. But if you have a murzik together with a miyut, that they make an alliance, and that's bekoyach to mimenaged the roi. And therefore, you can't take away from the muzik. There's a muzik and a mir. So Memela, so Tosfos is saying as follows. So Tosfos, let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara, we're talking about that he says, let's talk about the first case of Tosfos. He says that he calls Zakat a Chavetz and a Chavetz Zakat, and therefore he's not mechuyev to pay his obligation, even though he says he's going to pay $5 for a kat, because he meant a Chavetz. So he's a muzik in his money, number one. Number two, there's a miut of people that talk like him. So there is such a thing. So there's a miut and a muzik, neged the roif. It's menaged the roif. Fine. So Mamela, Momin is different. Now, before we go further, we have on this two problems. One problem is, if you're telling me that Momin is different, because there's a Miyat and a Muzik, the Miyat comes together with the Muzik, and that's Menaget the Roy. So Tosfos brought a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara said in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yashi said, even though the posik of Achre Rabim Lahatois is speaking about Dinei Nefoshes, Zigobos Aroiv Dayonim, Dinei Momnesh also Gobos Aroiv Dayonim, Akal Vachayma, Dinei Nefoshes, Dechmiri, Dinei Momnesh Leikolshke. That's what the Gemara is. And that was the Makor of Tosfos, that Dinei Momnesh is killed. So now we look at this Gemara with a second glance. And Shodik, don't tell me, kill Chmiri. And then Momenes, there's a Murzik, and there's a Miut. And I'm just telling you, a Murzik, combines with a Miut, that's Menaged the Roif. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yashia? That's a problem. That's one problem. We'll talk about this soon. But that's one problem. There's a second problem, which we'll talk about right now, that the Shmaitze asks Akashe. The Shmaitze asks Akasha as follows. Tosfos says that the miut combines with the musik, and that's menaged the roif, and we can't use roif. Fragt the Shmaitze, and then in the foshes, you also have the same scenario. That means, you want to kill me. Let's talk about the case in Sanhedrin. He was boil on ish. Oh, she's an ish. Told you she's an islander. It's a miyut. Listen, you want to take my life away? I'm muzik b'nafshoy, and there's a miyut of islanders. So wait till another 20 years. Yeah, I've done 17 years. This kasha the Shmaitze brings down, that Tosfos is telling us a miyut becomes mitzuref to a muzik to menaged the roif. So that can morishver. He's a muzik b'nafshoy. There's a Kuntres Asfakis that speaks about this, and the Kuntres Asfakis says as follows, and let me just tell you how the Birchas Avrom explains the Kuntres Asfakis. The Kuntres Asfakis says as follows. He says, Shatnar Tosfos, Dinei Momenes Ikele Meimel, Hamid Momin Becheskas Mori. Yevamiut Kuntres Asfakis is Klal Vov Oizgimon. So the Kuntres Asfakis says as follows: Dine Momin is Ikolamei Hamid Momin Becheskas Mori, and Yevamiut. מה שאין כן בדיני נפושש שהוא עצמוי נידוי. הוא עצמוי נידוי. So the Birchas Avrom says pshat in the Kuntres HaSfeikis as follows. The gather of Murzik is you cannot take away something that is in the reshus of a person away from his reshus. The money is in my reshus. Want to take it away from me, that means there's a me, there's my reshus, so you're taking it out of my reshus. That is a chayma of murzik. You want to take out of my reshus, you need a bill. So that is a murzik, so the me can be mitzvah for the murzik. Avol kshedonim dinei nefoshes, it's not pshat, listen, I want to take your life away from you. So he says, you're taking something. There's no you in your life. You and your life are one. And there's a din, are you chayev me? Say yes or no. I'm not taking anything away from you. That means murzik by moment, there are two entities. There's a you, there's your rishus, which is facts of life. In the moment is in your rishus, which is facts of life. And now I need a power to be moitzi from your rishus. So that's problematic. So it's not easy to take away from a muzik. You can't take away from a muzik. So this is in your rishus. I'm taking away from your rishus. But here it's not pshat is that the person is speaking, you want to take my life away from me. There's a me, and there's my life, and you're taking away my life from me. The shaila is you, whoever you are. Are you chayiv misa? I'm not taking anything. There's no two rishus over here. There's no rishus that your life belongs to you, and I'm taking you. You'll be left without your life. Now that's not. There's no two things. The deen is: are you entitled to live or not? So that's not called a tzor from a Muslim. That's how the Birchas Avrom says that the kumtus asveikis who atzmei nidin. That means there's no two things over here. There's no rishus that I'm taking from. The whole deen is on you. Are you chayiv misa? But we have here another problem. We have here a problem that we just had a yesod by moment is a muzik, and a muzik is very problematic if it combines with a miut, and their life doesn't help. So now we have a problem. We have a problem. Taisi brought a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yashi said that even though the Pasuk says, by dinei nefoshes, you go, bezen shechov gimel, you go basuroi, how do I know dinei momnes? Kal v'chomer, dinei nefoshes, dachmiri, dinei momnes leikoshke. So, Tosis has a tremendous problem over here. What kind of kal v'chomer do you have? Dinei momnes is a muzik over here. I just told you there's a difference between momen and nefoshes. By momen there's a muzik, by nefoshes is no muzik. So, memele, what's the guy you can go basaroi by dinei momnes, there's a muzik. This is a problem. And this problem, the beginning of Taisvis wants to take care of. So first we'll say the beginning of Taisvis, the Teretz, and then we have to start explaining what Taisvis is saying. V'yeshloima. So now Taisvis wants, that means after the second half of Taisvis, that Taisvis was mechadish, that when there's a murzik, the meat becomes mitzurif to the roiv and to the murzik, and roiv doesn't help. Now Taisvis wants to be mechadish, that by besen you don't have this problem. V'yeshloim, the hosam gabi dayonim shani. By besen it's different. The choshev miyit didu kemisha enoi. The miyut is like it's non-existent. Then you can't say you go bosa the muzik. Period. So now we just have to understand what Taisvis is saying. But before we say the mechanics of Taisvis, Taisvis is saying as follows. The words of Taisvis. Tosfos is saying the chayma of momen is if you have an alliance of miut and musik. Fine. So Tosfos said us that's the problem by momen. By dinin nefoshes, you have a miut without a musik, as we mentioned before. What's my need? So if there's only a miut, you go basaray. By Besdin, you have a musik, but you don't have a miut. The miut is command the lesser. That's what Taisvus says. The miut is command the lesser. The awesome gabidayonim shani, the choshev miut itu kemisha eino. You don't have a miut. But let lemeim awesome ukimayne becheskes mori together with the miut, the Besdin mafkimine. Period. That is Taisvus teretz. By Besdin, you don't have a miut. You only have a musik. A musik is nothing. As long as the miut can't combine with the musik. Now the shaila is, what is pshat and taisus? What is taisus saying? So I'd like to say over to mahalchim and taisus. The kuntres asfekes brings down the mariben leiv. The mariben leiv said, amoyre de ki pshat and this taisus, which the kuntres asfekes doesn't like. He says it's a beautiful pshat, but he wonders if it's true. The mariben leiv said, when we have a bezden of three dayonim, and we discuss, chayev or potter, two say chayiv and one say potter. Zuk the Marie ben Leiv. So what happens after that? We came, two say chayiv. So the Marie ben Leiv says, hamiyut mevatlin daiton mipnei sforos harabim v'niyochel lohiris elekis sforos. And this is the miyut. You have to be mevatl yodas. Kozman, everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but the minute we have Roiv of the Besdin holds that he is Chayiv, you have to be Mevatl Yodas to the Roiv. So now after Mevatl Midas, we ask the third Dayan, what do you hold? Whatever they say, I hold. Yeah, they say Chayiv, I say Chayiv. It's Mevatl Yodas. And the Marie Belay brings a raif and a zokin mamre. He says that, okay, that's a type of zokin mamre. A zokin mamre, Besdin paskin one way. Someone comes over to him, what do you hold? He says, I personally hold differently. So that's a zokin mamre. You say, Roy Besdin holds like this, that's what you hold. Don't tell me your personal opinions. You hold what they hold. That's what the Marie Belay says. And the Kuntres HaSveik is very concerned if the Zokim Mamre, this is a Besdin Shalchav Gimel, a Besdin Shal Gimel, he doesn't know if this halacha applies. So Mela, he's a beautiful pshat, but he doesn't know if it applies. So we have to say pshat in Taisvis. So Rab Chaim, Echdusha Rab Chaim Alashas, says pshat in this Taisvis, and let's just say over what Rab Chaim says. Rab Chaim says that Be'emison, the din of Achrei Rabim Lahatois, which is by Besdin, from this din Achrei Rabim Lahatois, we learn out two halachas, and we have to figure out how we figure out these two halachas. There's one din of Achrei Rabim Lahatois that we learn out, that let us say, let's talk about a case you have 10 chanuyis, 9 of them are selling bosa kosher, 1 is selling bosa nevela. I walk in the street, I see a piece of meat, and I haven't the faintest idea from which store it came from, so I start making calculations. If it came from store Aleph, it's kosher, store Beis, it's kosher, store Yud, it's treif. So memele, so I have 9 possibilities that it's kosher. There's one possibility that it's treif, so I am permitted to assume, like the roiv possibilities, that it's kosher. There's 9 possibilities that it's kosher, I assume that you go bas the roiv. I assume that it's one of the 9 possibilities that occur. I don't know which store it came from, but one of the 9. Since there's 9 possibilities, it's kosher. That's one din of roiv. There's another din of roiv, Rubai Kikuloi. What's the din of Rubai Kikuloi? A person shechts the simonim of a behemoth. So theoretically, he should shecht all the simonim. Vishechs roiv of the simonim, enough. Ruboy kikuloi. If you shecht the roiv, it's like you shecht it all the simonim. No, it's a shecht more than that. Ruboy kikuloi. Over here, there's no suffix over here. He shecht the roiv, he didn't shecht the meat. But there's a new din, ruboy kikuloi. And these two dinim are nilmedo from the pasuk that says achei rabum lahat. So now we have to figure out how we left off with Amor the Gehorim. He says, you have a bezin of three dayonim, and two say chayiv, and one says potter, and the din achi rabin lahatois. Frech Rab Chaim, but I have a big problem over here. I have a problem, who are the mechayivim? You have two dayonim are mechayivim. Two dayonim are not a bezin. I'm sorry. You need a bezin to paskin. You only have two dayonim. So, how do you paskin? So, Rab Chaim. Pshat is like this. Pshat is, if you have roiv of a koil, it means you have three dayonim here. Roiv of the dayonim hold the chayiv or potter. So there's a din of ruboy kikuloi. It's like I have the whole best. So these two are three dayonim. The ruboy kikuloi. Just like when I drink a roiv kois. There can't be a balei lugmov in the kois. There has to be a revius in the kois. But if there's a revius in the kois and I drank out roiv kois, so it's called ruboy kikuloi, like a drank out the whole kois. That's a din, ruboy kikuloi. So memele, or by a minion, if you have roiv, mechayvim, roiv didn't not hear shemenesra, so it's considered I have a minion of a bar chiyuv. That's a din, ruboy kikuloi. I need a bezdin, so if two of the three dayonim hold whatever they hold, so it's ruboy kikuloi, so it's considered like I have the whole Besdin says Chayiv. So Rab Chaim, this one Yid over there, the third Yid, that he's fuming away, he says, I will potter, potter, potter. So Rab Chaim, he's a Rov, but he's not from the Besdin. Besdin Paskin Chayiv. Besdin Paskin Chayiv. You're a poisik, you're a whole potter, you're entitled to your opinion, but you know, you're fighting against Besdin. Bezden Paskin Chayiv. Where is the Bezden Paskin Chayiv? Because at the din of Ruboy Kikuloi, so these two, which are the Reiv of three, and hold Chayiv, they have a din of Bezden, Ruboy Kikuloi. So Bezden Paskin Chayiv. In Bezden, this it's a Avadoistik Epsak. No one is saying Fakir to Bezden. There's a Rav that holds Potter, but fight city hall, you can't fight Bezin. Bezin paskin chayim. Zacht Rab Chaim. Now let's see Taisvis. We'll come back to the second din soon. V'yashloime dehosem gabi dayonim shani. Dehoshiv miyiti tu kemi she'enoi. There's no, the napshat is a miyit of Bezin. Roy Bezin holds chayim and miyit Bezin holds pot. I'm sorry. This person who says potter, he's not on the bezin. He's kemisha einoi. He's non-existent. The lekel amay mahosam uki mamayne becheskes morei, because he is a miyut with him. The bezin mafkiminei. No, you don't have a miyut. I'm sorry. Bezin says you're chayiv. There's no pickpock in this psak. The whole bezin says you're chayiv. And this third dying, he's not from the bezin. These two are the bezin of the loch of Ruboy Kikuloi. That's Pshat and Toysus and Ageyalok. Now, Zogt Rab Chaim, but we said there's another din. There's another din of Hoychanacha Roiv. That means if I found a piece of meat and there's 10 stores and I don't know which store it fell from, so if you have 9 possibilities, it's kosher, and 1 possibility, it's treif, I assume that it's kosher. So he says, There's another shaila over here. That's 100% true. If Bezdin came to Achlote, that is Chayiv, so we have a psak of the whole Bezdin, of Lubeke Kulay. But before we come to this Achlote, we come over to the two Dayonim, and we ask the Dayonim, you hold Chayiv. Yeah, sure, I hold Chayiv, you say. Listen, there's a Yid that's a spotter. It's a spotter. It's also a Talmud Chacham. How do you know you're right? Maybe he's right. What right do you have to say Chayiv? There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven holds Chayiv. So I'll go over to Reuven, and you say Chayiv. Levi says Potter. Now, you're any better than Levi? You say Chayiv. Levi says Potter. How do you know that you're right? Fine. We'll go over to Shimon and ask him the same kash. How do you know that you're Levi says Potter. How do you know you're right? So Memele, this we have to be Mavara. So I have here Reiv Tzadik. Each one is trying to figure out the emissary psak. So the Reiv Tzadim say that the emissary psak is Chayiv. Miut Tzadim say that the emissary psak is Potter. So that's the din of Haloichach Reiv. That means before I paskin. That means there are two stages in every Bezdin. There's one, we have to have a biru. What is Taka the din? What is Taka the true din? Is the true din Chayiv or Potter? And that we have, well, I hold Chayiv. You're right, I hold Chayiv, Levi holds Potter. But Yankel also holds Chayiv. So we have Reiv Tzadim that the Emes of Psak is Chayiv. And there's one Amir Tzad that Emes of Psak is Potter. That's a Din Hilchem Acharoyim. We can assume that this is the right Psak. Fine. So now we know what the right Psak is. But when we paskin, we have a whole Bezdin that is paskining that says, you're Chayiv. So Memele, the Buchze cannot say, Rabbeisai, there's a miut with me, I got news for you, there's no miut. The Bezdin, Paskin, Chayiv, and that person, whatever he says, he's fighting with Bezdin. But we have a Bezdin of Shalosh that says Chayiv. That's how Rab Chaim says Pshat and Taisus. Zog the Gemara weiter. We had the case of the Mishnah. The Miri explains what happened over here. This person was carrying a kad, and then he got very exhausted, so he put down the kad in the Rishus Haram. He didn't have any flashing lights, Mistame, to inform the people that he put down the cup. He put down the cup. And ubo acher v'niskol bo, and someone comes and trips over the cup. So memele v'shibro, and he broke it. Potter. Bimhuzak bo, and if he got the nizik, palachov eschay v'niskol. Fine. Zog the gemore, bo acher v'niskol bo v'shibro, potter. Frag the gemore, am I potter? Why is this person potter? He boy lately, you know you mazo. He should look where he's going. Well, why is he potter? You're gonna put down the cat. So maybe look where you're going. If you look where you're going, you won't break it. So why is he potter? So we have on this a few terutza. Omri dvei rav mishmei derav bememalei rishus arabim kulei chavyes. It is speaking about that the whole rishus arabim was full of chavis. This person had a wagon full of chavisin, and he was tiny with the horses. The horses says, we can't go further. You have to give us a rest. Fine, I'm listening to you. So he loaded all the chavisin. He filled up the rishus harabim, azay min hakotze lakotze. Ferdelach, go. Run around, have a good time, you'll come back in 2 hours. Fine? The horses are happy, he's happy. Now a person starts walking, and he has an obstacle course in front of him. So he has to go this way and this way. It's a whole obstacle course. Zuk the Gemara. This is how the Miri Nachos Dovet Seib Shan the Gemara. Take Iboile Liuni, 100%. A person walks, you should see how he's going. But here, you have to be a shtickle tightrope walker. To here, here you go to the left and then to the right and not to bump into anything. It was, the whole thing was a maze over here, the way it was put down. So, Phil, if you're my eye in, you can also break it here. Here, it's very easy to break. So, Mamela, so that's what he's put down. Iboile Liuni, he can't. Since there's so many chavis in there, it's kamat impossible for him to walk without breaking a chavis. Like the Nachas Dov wants to show, so we had a gemara that a behema was walking the v'yevshalosh shloim lahatis tzreiros. He can't walk. It has to be matis tzreiros. It can't walk differently. There, it's kamat impossible if you won't break it. So there's no time to boil a liyuni. Shmuel Oma Bafeilo Shono was speaking about, it was at night, Yenna put down the Chavis at night, not 200 Chavis, and was speaking about one Chavis, was at night, you know, at night, and we didn't have any street lights then, and a person walks, so he doesn't see, so Mamela, Mamela, it's also put up. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Bekeren Zovis. Rabbi Yochanan says it's speaking about Bekeren Zovis. Let us see Rashi. Bekeren Zovis. Shenichnosim mi movoi le movoi min hatzad. You have, let us say, for practical purposes, you have an upside down L. So a person is going mi movoi le movoi. Let's say we're going an upside down L, so we'll go the horizontal chelik of the L, that was one movi. So he's walking there, and then he turns in to the vertical chelik of the L. So, kshnechnosim emovi lemovi min hatzad, he nicho bitzad ha-movi eitzel ha-keren. That means, as soon as you walk down, you turn to go vertically, so then, he put it right in the corner, and it was right there, the chavis was there in the corner. So, l'chayre pshat is as follows. When a person, iboile liyuni, when a person walks, he really walks, his focus is not mamish where his feet are, he looks ahead of him. He looks ahead of him, so when he comes there, he should have been careful not to break anything. So when he was going on the horizontal chelik, he was looking ahead of him, finished. There he didn't see a chavis. As soon as he turned in on the vertical chelik, he's also looking ahead of him, and this was right in the corner as soon as he walked in, so this is difficult to see. So Mamela, there's no tiny boy lele yuni. So Mamela, so. Omar of Pope, Leideke Masnissen, our Mishnah is only good, Elo Eike Shmuel, Eike Rabbi Yechne. Our Mishnah is only good, all other like Shmuel or Rabbi Yechne. Dike Rav, because if our Mishnah is going according to Rav, and this person filled up the whole Rishus Harabim for 2 hours, that he wants to fill up the Rishus Harabim, Mayir Yeniska Lafilo Shiber Nami, he's allowed to break it. We'll see later the whole sugya ovedin ishtinu lenafshe. That means I have an appointment in 10 minutes, and he made a whole obstacle course in the whole Rishus Haram. So I'm going to start going, weaving in and out to get to my destination on Shuldik. He had no right to do this. To make this is a Rishus Haram. He had no right to make an obstacle course in the middle of Rishus Haram. You're allowed to break it. You have no right to do it. I have a right to walk the Shus HaRabim, so I'm allowed to break it. Okay, in such a case. So Memela, so the Gemara is asking, so the Mishnah is not like Rav, because the Mishnah says, V'niskal bo, he tripped, V'shibron, he broke it, pot, aber chayis to chayis, if with an intent he broke it, alzicha b'chayim. According to Rav, Zakimter, I could break it b'yotayim. I mean, he had no right to do this. I have an appointment to make. So Mamela, I'm allowed to break it. That's what a pop said. Amar a pop leideke masnis ne aloike shmul oike rabbi yeshen. Vikerav mayir yaniska lafilo shibonami. Amar rav zvid mishmei derove. Hu adin lafilo shibonami. You're 100% right. According to Rav, since the case is speaking about he filled up the Rishus HaRabim, afilu he broke it bekavone, he's also potter. Haidik toni niskal, haidik the boiler misne seifim im huzik bo, bal chovis chaye beniskoi, the davke niskal avashiba loi, my time odaske anavshek toni reishe niskal. So Rav Zvid answers as follows. Rav Zvid answers that the Emerson, you're 100% right. In the Reisha, Afilo Shiber, he's also part. You're 100% right. Of Edinish Dino Lenavshe. No way the Mishnah chapped on Niskal, because it says in the safe, if he got Genizi, the Balachovis is Chayiv. So if he tripped over it, and he got Genizi, so then the Balachovis is Chayiv al Zboil. But if he was breaking it, in the midst of breaking it, he was mazik himself, then the Baal HaChovis is potter. I mean, you have a right to break it, but I'm not, you break it on your own risk. Don't tell me I'm a chuyif to pay if you got genizik. Ketani reisha niskal. And then let's just say one more line. Omalei. L'Rab Abba, L'Rab Ashi, Hochi, Omri B'Marove, Mishmei, D'Rab, Eloi, L'Fi, Shein Dalkon, Shobnei Odom, Lisboinen, B'Drochem. The whole kasha that you're asking, Havo, Iboi, Leile, Iyuni, he should look where he's going, Ein Dalkon, Shobnei Odom, Lisboinen, B'Drochem. When a person walks, a person doesn't look where he's going. That's not the way a person walks. So Mamela, so there's no kasha. There's a Mirdik in Meiri, which will not be negated today, but the Meiri says, you know what pshat? He says, a person is a Baal Machshove, a Baal, he has Tildes on his head, he's walking, he has an appointment in 15 minutes with, he has to make a sale, he has to say a shir, who knows what he has to do. And so he's completely engrossed in what he's going to do. He's a Baal Machshavos. So he should be looking after something. He's out of it. His feet are walking, but he can't be observing now. He's not a pilot that all he has to do is look where to go. He's not a driver. He's walking and he's fatrach. So Mamela, so there's no taina to him, Iboilei Liyuni. That's not a person, that's not my responsibility. Let us see Rashi. Eli Kishmuli Kabirchne, Sheminiach Loi Posha. Hilkach Davke Niskal Avo Shiba Barotzen Chayev. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rav, it's a fellowship will also be potter. But what Rav says, Niskal, Tavke Niskal, Voshiba Barots, and Vachka Chuzak, Pecharos, or Potter Balachovis, the EU who does the Kanavshe. So Toneration, I mean, Niskal, this is the Teretz of Rav Zvit, if I'm for Rav. And Rav Yerichne says, we shein derech, b'nei odem, Rabbi Loi. Shein derech b'nei odom, amasnisim ade, loi teime ba'feile, oi bekeren zovis, al filo bo'oiro potach hanisko. Ude kokashi lochi boile iyuni, umezel ein derech b'nei odom, lispoinem bedrochem.